You've probably heard that darker colors like black absorb more heat and get hotter faster than lighter colors like white, the shirt I'm wearing. But that is true, but how does that work? And what's the science behind that? Why do darker colors and how do darker colors absorb more heat than other colors? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the hidden science of this phenomenon and take you more into the science of color and heat absorption. It's really cool and you see this around every day, but you really don't know why. You can't really put your finger on it. But in this episode, I want to tell you more about it. Let's go! Okay, so first we have to talk about colors and the visible light spectrum. So colors are all around us, and you can even check out our color episode to learn more about how our eyes see color. But in this case, we're focused on the different colors that are in white light. Even the white light that comes from the sun or even from the light bulbs in your home, it just looks like white light. It's actually multiple colors and wavelengths combined. This is called the visible light spectrum. So inside of this white light, there are multiple different types of light that have different wavelengths. These are the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And that's the visible light spectrum. And this goes from longest wavelength to shortest wavelength to least energy to greatest energy. So red has the longest wavelength and violet has the shortest wavelength, meaning it has more energy. So now, what role does this play into determining the temperature of different things? Well, this all is all thanks to how our eyes see color and how things reflect off of objects. You see, for us to see a color, the light needs to bounce off an object and go into our eyes. And what happens is that, let's say we have a red book. Well, if you're trying to see that red book, all the white light goes at it at once. But then how do we see that red color? Well, it absorbs all the colors except for red. And red gets reflected back into our eyes to see red. It's because these different wavelengths, some of them are absorbed, some of them are reflected back at us. So how does this impact the heat? Well, let's say we have something that's black. So black is a very special case because it's all of the wavelengths that are absorbed. Nothing is reflected. All of the wavelengths are absorbed. That's what causes the color black. So what role does this have to play in heat? Well, it absorbs all of those wavelengths, meaning that it has more energy inside of it. So light energy turns into thermal energy or heat energy. So as it absorbs all of this light and all the wavelengths, leaving nothing behind, it'll start to absorb all that and turn it into thermal energy, which is heat. That's why we see black things to absorb more heat, because they're really absorbing more of that light and more of the wavelengths. And that causes us to see that, to feel that heat coming out of the black thing, because it is absorbing all of those wavelengths. Now, what about white? Why is white stuff stay really cool, especially in the summer when you're wearing a white shirt or even a lighter colored shirt? Why does it stay cool? Well, that is because these colors have a longer wavelength. And same, it's similar to how the black paper or black object it works. So white light, that's when all the colors are reflected back at you. So nothing is being absorbed into the object. Let's take a white piece of paper. All of the colors are being reflected off of that object and nothing's being absorbed, which means that there is no thermal energy inside of it, meaning that there's less of that energy and none of the wavelengths are absorbed, meaning that there is not much heat. In fact, it might actually get cooler because the light energy turns into heat energy, and since the white paper doesn't absorb anything, it just stays cool. That is how these different colors impact heat absorption. It is really, really amazing. It's all thanks to these different wavelengths. Well, we talked about black and white, but what about other colors like violet or even blue? Well, it all depends on where they are on the spectrum. So violet is all the way at the right of the spectrum, which means that it has the shortest wavelength, meaning that there's more energy. So those darker colors, they're usually towards the right side of the spectrum, and they absorb more of that and reflect less of it. And they absorb more energy with shorter wavelength. And a shorter wavelength means more energy, meaning more heat energy. But then if we take, let's say, red, if you have something that's red sitting out in the sun, then it'll only reflect the red light. But the red light has a longer wavelength, meaning that there's less energy in it. And if that gets reflected, there's less thermal energy. That is how all this heat absorption and color things work. It is really amazing. Before we get to the demonstration, I just realized that, have you seen winter clothes are usually darker colors? And that is to keep all that heat in. But then summer clothes are usually lighter colors. That's to keep you cool. That is really, really interesting. It shows how much color plays a role in our everyday lives. Not just how we see it, but how we feel it with all the heat and everything. You know what? It's actually getting kind of cold in here. Maybe I should change into something that's a little more comfortable. All right, let's see. Time to change into it. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're gonna start. Take 3, 2, 1. Oh, that is so much better. You know, all this is really cool because color plays a huge role in how we see our world and how we feel it. All right, now let's get on with the demonstration. And for that, I have to go outside. All right, color absorption demonstration. So, for this experiment, I have two pieces of paper, one black piece of paper and one white piece of paper, and an infrared thermometer. So, I just put these pieces on the ground, and what I did is I taped some cardboard to them so they wouldn't fly away in the wind. So, we're just setting these up in the sun outside. So, it was a sunny day, so I'm setting it up. So, the outside temperature is about 71 degrees Fahrenheit. And now let's take the measurement of each paper. So the starting temperature of the white paper is about 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And now let's take the temperature of the black paper. Okay, so the starting temperature of the black paper is about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, let's get this experiment started now. So I'm going to let it sit here for 20 minutes. And after I come back, let's measure it. Okay, so the white paper measures at 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but let's check the black paper. And the black paper measures at 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, that's a 13 degree increase. The black paper is 13 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than the white paper. How does that work? Well, that reinforces our theory of all of this. So when the black paper absorbs more of the light, and the white paper reflects more of it. This is just a demonstration that you can also try at home, and you can use ice cubes in place of the thermometer. Just visit our website and check the description, and you can find more links to where you can do that. And you can find out the activity, which has all the directions. Okay, that is super, super cool. Now, let's review what we learned in this amazing episode. We learned that black and darker colors get hotter faster because they absorb all the wavelengths of light that are given at them. And white gets cooler because it reflects all those wavelengths of light. That is how all these things are different temperatures, and that explains this really mysterious and really, really interesting phenomenon that we've all been wondering about. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Raman. Our theme song, additional music, are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out? Well, grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact and find a contact form you can send me your science questions. I'm looking forward to answering them on upcoming episodes. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast where you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science.